the name?
John Hancock. What's the program? Point Sublime. Point Sublime. Presented by the John Hancock Mutual Life Insurance Company. Starring Cliff Arquette and Mel Blanc, Point Sublime is written and produced by Robert L. Redd. Point Sublime. Moment, we'll bring you the human story of a fellow named Ben Willett. But first, meet your friendly John Hancock agent.
Friends, have you ever said, the thing I want most of all for my family is security? Well, you know, there's a simple, sure way to plan enduring security for you and your family by means of the new John Hancock Personal Security Plan. This plan can help make many a dream come true. A home of your own, perhaps. Added security when you're older, or protection against financial emergencies. And then, as life insurance, it provides funds to help your family readjust their way of life if they should ever have to manage without your support. And these things can be done by putting aside a few dollars each week. So why not let your friendly John Hancock agent show you how the John Hancock Personal Security Plan will enable you to face the future with enduring confidence.
Now for the human story of a fellow named Ben Willett. It is mid-afternoon at Point Sublime, and at Ben's store, he's unpacking a new shipment of merchandise. August Moon is just coming in the front door.
Well, I'm back, Mr. Willett.
Mooney, what's the idea? Where you been all this time?
Oh, over at Alvin Green's barbershop. I went for a haircut, and he talked me into the works.
Well, take off your coat and help me get this new stock up on the shelves.
Yes, sir.
Open that carton of rye crisp and stack it neatly on the middle shelf.
Yes, sir. Gee, I'll let Alvin give me the works. And I got a date to take Elizabeth Thayer to Vernon tonight.
Yeah, I know. Work.
Yes, sir, work. Hey, you know what? Alvin Green's really, he gives you your money's worth when you go into his barbershop now.
Yeah?
Yeah. He not only shaves you and cuts your hair, but now, if for free, he reads the bumps on your head, and he predicts your future.
No.
Yeah.
What does Alvin know about phrenology?
Well, he read a book on the subject. Of course, I don't believe what he just told me.
Yeah? What'd he tell you, Mooney?
Well, he felt one bump on my head, and he said I wasn't going to Vernon tonight. Oh, but I know better. Sure I'm going. I got a date with little Elizabeth. Oh, Liz.
By the way, you can't use my card tonight unless you go out and change that worn-out rear tire.
Huh?
I bought a new Fisk over at Harley's garage. I want you to put it on.
Yes, sir. Say, did I tell you I went down to the Saul's house on my lunch hour to see Sammy?
No. How is Sammy?
Oh, he sure looks a lot better. You know, he's not so cranky now.
Oh, swell.
I think maybe that cornea operation on his eyes is going to work.
Huh?
Yeah, Sammy's improved so much, why, he can already see light.
Oh, wonderful.
Of course, he's still kind of restless and fidgety.
Well, he ought to have something to do to occupy him, I guess. Well, I got to unpack this barrel.
Hey, what you got there, Mr. Willett?
New line of Franciscan dinnerware.
Hey, look who's coming. Me and Miss Hanover and Howie McBee.
Yeah. Look at that Howie strutting up the walk with his chest puffed out like a potter pigeon. Darn him.
Yeah, I'm sure mad at you, Mr. Willett.
Oh, yeah? What for?
Oh, you aren't doing anything lately to try to get Miss Hanover back.
I've tried everything I know. Their wedding date is announced for May 3rd.
Well, I think she still likes you the best.
Hush up, they're coming in.
Afternoon, Benny, my boy. Mooney.
We only have a minute, Ben. We came by on business.
Oh, swell. What goes?
Benny, I'm finding out there's an awful lot of details to getting married.
Yeah, I'll bet it's terrific, Howie.
If I were you, Benny, I'd never get married.
I guess I won't now, Howie.
Howie.
Oh, I'm sorry, Benny.
That's okay.
We've been making out a list of the linens and things we'll need for our new home in May. Howie insists I buy everything new.
Indeed I do. Money is no object. Give Benny the list, honey.
Here, Ben.
Yeah, sure.
Come, Evie, I've got to drive you home, and then I'm on my way to Vernon on business.
Ben, you don't look very well today. Don't you feel well?
Me? Well, I feel great.
Well, I think maybe you need a haircut.
Well, I've been so busy.
Take some time off, Ben, and get yourself trimmed up. I don't like to see you this way.
Yes, ma'am, I will.
Oh, Ben, I knew there was something. I talked to Helen Tyler on the phone this morning.
Oh, you did? How's she doing?
Well, she's a little uncomfortable these last days.
Well, when do they expect the baby? Any day now, huh?
Within the week.
Yeah, I'll bet old Webb Tyler's about to pop his vest buttons.
See, I got to remember to send Mrs. Tyler a flower when the baby comes.
Yeah, well, I have to go.
Wait, Howie, I'm going with you. Now, Ben, dear, please get over to the barbershop. I hate to see you look so shaggy. Goodbye.
Bye, Evelyn.
You see, she still loves you. She calls you dear. Oh, yeah, darn you, Mr. Willard.
Well, never mind. I'm going over and have Alvin Green fix me up.
Oh, good. And have some fun while you're there. Let Alvin feel your bumps on your head and predict your future, huh?
I will not. I don't believe in that stuff. I'll be back in half an hour. While I'm gone, work.
Yes, sir. Work. Oh, boy, he's gone. In a minute now, I can have some real fun. While he's gone, I'm going to the back of the counter and run my fingers through the rice bin.
Yes, sir, Benny. I looked at that fella and I said to him, "What are you, bub, a Republican?"
Yeah, please, Alvin, just start shaving me.
Oh, sure. Had to stop and wet my trusty blade.
Oh, dear.
And fella says, "Sure, how'd you know I was a Republican?" And I says, "Easy. Just looked in your face and I could see you was all dewy-eyed."
Oh, Alvin, look what you did.
What'd I do?
Oh, you laughed all over me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here's a towel. Dry off.
Now, look, I don't have all day. I want to go visit Sammy Saul when I get through here. Now, hurry, lather me up.
Yes, sir, Bob. Turn up a little lather. Turn on my mix master here. Yeah.
You making lather in that?
Yeah, it's my own idea. Only takes a second. There. That does it. Dip my brush in. Nice big gob. And on your face it goes.
Yeah, Alvin.
Just keep calm, my lad, and I'll rub it in. Smear all over the
smooth.
There we are. Now for my trusty blade. Are you ready for the operation, son?
No, don't talk. Just shave.
Oh, now hold steady. Don't tense up on me. That's it. Now I'm coming at you.
No, you made me so nervous.
Steady, does it? Steady. Here I go, setting down the blade for the first stroke with my sensitive college-trained hand on your whiskers.
Oh, Alvin Green, you cut me.
Well, what do you know? Look at that pretty red stuff.
You cut me deep.
Well, just look. A natural bleeder.
No, you make me so mad, Alvin.
The other day, I was shaving a musician, and I slipped and give him a worse slash than this.
I'm not interested.
Why, before I could stop the flow, he'd bled two choruses of golden earrings.
Now, give me that towel. Let me wipe this lather off of my face.
Don't want me to finish the shaving operation, huh?
No.
Well, here. Drink this glass of water, Benny.
What for?
I want to see if your face leaks. Oh, I still.
Oh, quit fooling around. Now, flop the chair up. Cut my hair.
Anything you say, Ben. There.
Now, cut my hair.
Yes, sir. Sir, it does need the shears.
No, stop running your fingers through my hair. Start cutting.
Oh, just a minute, Benny.
Yeah.
Let me feel it.
Yeah.
Hey, what kind of bumps you developed on your noggin lately?
You leave my bumps alone.
Hey, this one's quite revealing, I do believe.
Alvin, what'd you find?
Oh, dear, what do we have here?
Nothing bad.
Oh, dear. Your happiness area. Ain't you been happy lately, Ben?
Well...
Don't talk. Just let me feel around here now.
What, Alvin? Tell me.
Ben, I get a certain vibration.
You do?
And it gives me an impression. It's something to do with strings.
Strings?
Maybe harp strings. heavenly music band.
Oh, dear.
Hush. And when I feel this other bump here, I get the vibration of feathers.
Well, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Lots of feathers, like on wings, big wings. Don't you see that fits? Heartstrings, feathers. Maybe you're going to be an angel before long.
You think I'm going to die?
Oh, it's only an indication, Ben.
Well, I don't think I want a haircut. Let me out. You got me nervous. I'm not ready to pass on. I feel kind of cold and moist.
Say, Alton, will you just...
Oh, Benny, you're here.
Hello, Ann.
And such good news I got. Benny, what's wrong? You're pale. Are you going to faint or something?
Oh, he's all right. He's just been laying back in my barbary chair too long. Blood's gone to his feet.
Yeah, I think I feel better now.
Yeah, you're getting some of the color back.
Well, darn you, Alvin Green, I fell for that junk there for a second. That's a lot of baloney.
All right, scoff if you wish, Ben.
Yeah. Alvin, Sammy is back home from the hospital in San Francisco where he had that last operation on his eyes.
Oh, I heard he was. How's he doing?
He's improving, but Alvin, he's still sensitive about coming up to town having people see him. Tomorrow sometime at your convenience, could you come to the house and cut Sammy's hair, maybe?
10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Oh, say, you ought to have Ben here tell you about the string music and angel feathers he's about to get involved with.
No, cut that out, Alvin.
That I don't understand, but Ben, you should know, yesterday Sammy could see light for the first time.
Oh, Aaron, that's terrific. Say, how are Sam's spirits? Is he still down the dirt?
No, Ben, even his spirits have improved 75%, but he's getting restless just sitting and waiting. I got to find something Sam can do with his hands that will occupy his brain.
Well, that ought to be easy.
Oh, it's not easy at all, Ben.
Why, it's easy as pie.
Oh, easy? What? What?
Why, his guitar. Oh, he used to play guitar and sing real good before he went away. He still got his instrument?
Oh, no, he gave it away, but...
Well, then I'll just get him another one, a present from me.
Oh, no, Benny, I couldn't let you do that.
I'll go right down to Manelli's music shop and see if Tony's got one. If he has, I'll take it to Sam this afternoon.
Oh, you're a wonderful, marvelous, blue-headed man, Ben. <Ben. laughs> I won't tell Sammy, and when you come, it'll be a surprise, huh? Well, I got to go.
Yeah, well.
Mooney, Mr.
Tyler, hey, Mooney, I told you to stay and run store.
Well, I had to bring Webb Tyler over to see Alvin.
See where it goes, Webb.
Well, Mooney insists that Alvin here has turned into an eminent phrenologist or something.
Oh, it's just a little scientific information I've picked up lately. Isn't it, Ben?
There's positively nothing to it.
Well, of course, Alvin did say that I wasn't going to make the trip to Vernon tonight. He's wrong about that.
Are you here to seek a reading from me, Mr. Tyler?
Well, I didn't come of my own volition, believe me.
Well, I wanted to bet Mr. Tyler that the new addition to his family would be another boy.
Now, you leave Webb alone, Mooney. He wants a girl this time.
That's right.
Well, let's see what Alvin can read in Mr. Tyler's head bumps, huh?
Sure thing. Now, stand right where you are, Mr. Tyler. Now, let me give your noggin a quick once-over.
Well,
Go ahead, Webb. Humor the simple in heart.
Alvin, stop it. That tickles.
Hey, what's this right here?
Hey, what'd you find, Alvin?
Don't have to go no further. Why, he's got a bump here like a doorknob. What? Girl or boy?
Yeah, which? Tell me.
Which? It's going to be both.
What?
Twins?
Really?
Oh, my gosh. That possibility never occurred to me.
Hello, Dad.
Well, there's nothing to this sort of thing.
Oh, certainly not.
Oh, I wouldn't be so sure, boys.
Say, if I'm going to have two more added to my family, I've really got to get to work. Really sell insurance.
Yeah. Two more to feed, two more to clothe.
Oh, that couldn't happen. Twin?
Two more to educate.
Yeah? Well, that's one thing, Ben Willett. I'm going to see that all my kids do get to go to college. Some way.
Well, planning for a family takes a little serious figuring, I guess, huh, Webb?
Yes, it sure does. And, Benny, sometimes we have to stop and take an honest look at how much headway we're making.
Yeah, that's right, all right.
I mean, to stop and think, just how far is it now to that college we want our youngsters to attend?
Mm-hmm.
Or to that final payment of the mortgage that'll make a man's house all his own?
Mm-hmm.
Or to that great day when he can retire and take things easier. Well, you know, friends, the new John Hancock Personal Security Plan helps make it possible for you to reach goals like that, and without too much difficulty either. You can do it by putting aside only a few dollars a week if you choose. And meanwhile, if anything should happen to you, this sound John Hancock personal security plan helps protect your family's future, guarantees a fund that may come in mighty handy while your loved ones readjust to a new way of life. So let the John Hancock agent in your community explain this personal security plan to you in complete detail. Remember, one out of every nine Americans carrying life insurance have placed it with the John Hancock. So take advantage of this wealth of experience. Let your friendly John Hancock agent help you and those dear to you to enjoy the kind of security that will endure. Why, I
hey,
say
hey,
that...
Hey, Webster.
What?
Mr. Tyler got carried away for a minute.
He was thinking about providing for his new twins.
Oh, cut it out, Alvin. Hey, I gotta get home, though. Let Helen in on the big secret. Woo-hoo! Will she get a laugh out of this?
Yeah.
Or will she? Gotta go.
Yeah, well, me too. I gotta buy a guitar for Sammy Saul.
Do what?
I'll tell you about it on the way over the store, Mooney.
Oh, gee, a guitar for Sammy.
Benny.
Yeah, what, Alvin? What?
If I was you, I wouldn't get careless crossing the street. An automobile might run you down.
No, stop.
You might consort with feathery angels and their string music sooner than you expect.
No.
Oh, Lossie. Now, wouldn't I be surprised if some of that junk I just made up to entertain him did come out true? Oh, me. I get such a kick out of things.
About the guitar for Sammy Saul, he begged Mr. Willett to let him go and make the selection. Ben and Evelyn Hanover are at the store waiting Mooney's return.
Well, maybe Mr. Minnelli doesn't have a guitar.
Ben, you take the negative side to everything lately.
Well, maybe I got the jitters.
Over what?
Evelyn.
Now, Ben, if you're going to try again to persuade me not to marry Howie, just don't say a word. I'm going through with it.
Well, it's something else I'm worried about this time.
Oh? What?
Would you miss me if I was to pass on almost any day now?
What?
I might have to leave suddenly and go join the feathery angels and hear string music.
Ben, what's the matter with you?
I could die, you know.
Ben, what's wrong with you?
Oh, gee, Evie, an hour ago, Alvin Green read the bumps on my head. I've been worrying ever since. Alvin got a vibration, told him I might hear string music.
Well, of all the unadulterated baloney, Alvin Green.
Well, he felt Webb Tyler's head and said Helen was going to have twins.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Well,
I guess Alvin isn't going to be wrong after all.
Mooney, you're back.
You got the guitar. Fine.
Yeah, I got the guitar, and I'm not going to Vernon tonight. Just like Alvin Green said.
What?
I thought it was a lot of malarkey, but Alvin was right. I'm not going now.
You aren't? Oh, dear.
Well, maybe Alvin will be right about the Tyler's having twins, too.
Oh, me. Maybe he'll be right about me joining my feathered friends.
Mooney, why aren't you taking Lisbeth to Vernon tonight?
I got no money left now. I had $17 to blow on a big evening. I spent it.
What for?
A down payment on this guitar.
But I was going to give Sam the guitar.
Well, Sammy's my pal. Please, don't mind if I stole your idea and bought it myself to give to him, huh?
Oh, now, Mr. Willard doesn't mind.
Well, Mooney, if that's what will make you happy, you'll be the one to give Sam the present.
Oh, gee, thanks. Hey, let's give it to Sammy now, huh? Come on, huh?
Come on, Ben. The fresh air will do you good.
Well...
And bring the guitar, Mooney.
Yeah, sure. Oh, gee, will Sammy be surprised?
Oh, Ben, I almost forgot. Will you have chicken dinner at my house with Howie and me tonight?
Chicken?
He'll be back from Vernon around 7.
Oh, I'd love it, Evie. Watch your step.
I'll go down to Saul's for a few minutes, but I'll have to get home. I've got 3 spring fryers, and I have to pick and clean them yet.
Well, 3 spring fryers? Well, after Mooney gives his guitar to Sam, I'll go to your place and help you pick them. Yeah. Say, I'm feeling better already.
Hello, Woody. Yeah, Mr. Willoughby. Come in. I'm afraid maybe you couldn't find an instrument, huh?
I got it right here for him.
Good, right this way. Sammy's sitting in the little den. Mama had to go keep an appointment to see Dr. Lockhart. Sorry she can't be here.
That's all right.
I'll tell him who's here. Sammy! Sammy, you got visitors!
Oh?
Hello, Sammy!
Hi, Sammy. We came over...
Woody! Mr. Willoughby, stop!
What?
Sammy, what is it? Something's wrong.
Is... One, two, three. Mr. Willett, Mooney, Papa, and another, somebody else.
Sammy, you...
Papa and three visitors. I only heard two other voices besides Papa, but... I see the shapes of people.
I'm here too, Sammy.
Miss Hanover. Papa, for the first time, almost like all of a sudden.
Yes, Emily, what?
I was sitting here drowsing, maybe asleep, and when I heard people coming in, I woke up and... Time I can see shapes. Clearer, Papa. And one of you, that one there at the side, must be carrying a large object. I know that person is because I can see.
He means you, Mooney.
Yeah. I'm carrying something for you, Sammy. A guitar. A present for you. For me, pal.
Guitar? For me?
Yeah.
Oh, Papa, people are so... Well,
no, Sammy.
Getting to see.
Yeah. This time, Sammy, the operation was a success. We will thank God.
Gee, I don't know what to say.
Well, come on now, Sammy. We want to hear you play us a tune.
Gosh, I'm a big dope. Busting out bawling like this.
Mooney, open up the case. Give Sam his guitar.
Yeah, sure.
Gotta blow my nose.
Well.
Son of a gun. Why don't I think of taking up guitar again?
Well, Sammy, you see, Ben was...
Mooney dreamed up the guitar idea.
Oh, gee, thanks, Moonflower.
Well, I didn't exactly.
Yeah, didn't you, Mooney boy?
Hey, Isley, stop twisting my arm, Mr. Willard. Yeah, here it is, Sammy. It's a good one, too. Here, try it.
Yeah, sure, I never exactly played a guitar with my eyes closed before.
Play and sing something for us, Sam. I've never heard you sing.
By golly, if you people can stand it, I'll try. Brother, what a tone on this one.
Yeah.
Better than the one I used to have, Papa.
Yeah. Sam Miller, what are you going to play? Your first tune, Sammy. Now, nothing, something we will all enjoy, huh?
Papa, I've decided you're a pretty smart guy. A real smart guy.
Guy? Since when does a son call a father a guy? I should want respect.
Oh, cut it out, Aaron. What are you going to play, Sam?
I'm going to sing it, too. Because the words have stuck in my mind ever since I first heard Hank sing.
Hank? Who's Hank?
Yeah, Hank who, Sammy?
Private Hank Slater. He was in our outfit down the islands. I met him first on Buna. It's a long way from the Appalachian Mountains to Buna, and Hank was as scared as the rest of us. He was drafted right from the North Carolina backwoods to the Marines.
Say, he was really scared during the war, huh, Sammy?
You said it, Mooney. I'll never forget Hank singing, very quiet, on moonlight nights, warm, sticky island nights, when guys would be nervous, anxious.
It isn't too good to remember so much, Sam.
It's good to remember a simple, honest, frightened hillbilly like Hank Slater.
Well...
Sweet. Hank would sort of soothe our nerves with songs none of us had ever heard. Hill folk songs, he called them. Said he learned them from his daddy.
Sing it, Sam.
Papa.
Yes, Sammy?
We're... Never mind, you'll understand. My first song since I'm about to get my eyes back again.
Quiet, everybody.
I wonder as I wander.
Jesus, the Savior, did come for to die. For poor ornery people like you and like I wonder, as I wander out under the sky, when Mary birthed Jesus, 'twas in a cow's stall, with wise men and shepherds and farmers and all. But high from God's heaven a star's light did fall, and the promise of ages it then did recall. I wonder, as I wander out under the sky, how Jesus the Savior did come for to die. For poor ornery people like you and like I wonder, as I wander out under the sky, I wonder.
Yeah, I see what you mean, Sammy.
Well, Papa? Well, it's a very nice song, Sammy.
You know, Papa, I learned a lot of practical things about getting along with different kinds of people while I was in the service.
Well?
In 1943, on Christmas Eve, our ship was stuck in Honolulu. That night I went to a little two-bit smoke-filled nightclub. The boys were acting pretty rough. The dance girls in the floor show were really putting on a wiggle. And then a sailor, a little red-headed guy with an Irish puss if I ever saw one, climbed up on the bandstand and whistled for attention. Well, I got me a big lesson there that night, Pops.
Pops, he calls me.
Christmas night. Yeah. And that Irish kid demanded attention from the mob. And he got it. What did he sing? Three songs. Silent Night, Ailey Ailey, Ave Maria. And when he got done, those wonderful bums who thought they didn't care for nothing made him sing the three songs all over again.
Samuel, I don't know. Maybe your papa don't know from nothing, like you say. Sometimes you young guys, you got the brains. Yeah. Give and take.
Sammy, I'd love to stay and hear you sing and play more, but I have to go home and fix some chickens for dinner. Ben's going to help me pick them.
Miss Hanover, you'd leave such heavenly music and go home and pick feathers off of chickens?
Ben! Greg! Ben, what's the matter with you?
Hey, are you having a seizure?
I just figured it out. Why, I'll tear that Alvin Green limb from limb.
Nah.
Benny, watch.
What string music I'm going to hear? I just heard it. Sammy playing his guitar.
What's Mr. Willard talking about?
Angel feathers, nothing. Why, I'm going to help Evelyn Hanover pick the feathers off of the three friars for dinner tonight. Evelyn, I'm all right now. I'm not going to die.
Well, I don't know what it's all about, but it's funny.
Look, everybody, look. For the first time since the war, he's not just smiling, but my boy, my Sammy is laughing.
Oh, I get a kick out of Mr. Willett and Mooney.
Gee, happy baby. Well, what is it, Ben? Ain't we the ones?
There's something a lot like magic in that phrase, personal security. It can mean ready cash in the future, to bring within your reach many of the things you've wanted, to protect you from financial emergencies, or help safeguard those you love.
if your support should be withdrawn. And the John Hancock plan makes it easy to enjoy real personal security. For the John Hancock Mutual Life Insurance Company has set up a system of payment that makes this plan simple and practical for almost anyone who has a job. So talk with your friendly John Hancock agent about it. Let him help you plan the genuine personal security you've always wanted.
What's the name?
John Hancock. John Hancock.
Point Sublime is written and produced by Robert L. Redd and stars Cliff Arquette and Mel Blanc, with the original cast including Jane Morgan, Earl Ross, Vincent Pelletier, Lou Merrill, Joe Kearns, Harry Bartell, and Ralph Blencher. Music is under the direction of Charles Depp. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight to you from the thousands of friendly agents of the John Hancock Mutual Life Insurance Company. Next Monday night at this same time, tune in again to Point Sublime. Good night. This program was transcribed. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.